These are stories about what we believe. Our opinions are important to us, and we want to share them with you. Our opinions reflect who we are as people. These are stories about what we believe to be true. Take a moment to experience our thoughts and ideas. Listen in and learn about us. We are Stuart's sixth grade stars. Welcome to our stories.
Hi, I'm Theodore. This I believe. I believe that when you play a game, you should play fair. This is just common sense, but as we dig deeper, I'll teach you the true meaning of this. I believe this because sometimes when you play a game, there are people that ruin the whole experience for you. Those people need to be taught a lesson so they won't do it again. I think that when people do this, they ruin it for themselves, which eventually catches up to them over time. As they will grow, they will find conflict out of other people as they see you're cheating. Your reputation will be destroyed, and friendships will be lost. Job and college opportunities will be lost just because of your reputation. One simple habit could ruin your whole life. If you are good enough to catch the habit early, however, then, after a whole lot of apologizing and all that good stuff, then you are allowed into that club. If you're the most popular kid at school, then maybe you do things to make your fellow student happy. But often, it is not a good deed you are doing. This is when I think people are mistaken. You don't have to do a dare or something to keep your friendships. Instead, do good deeds. Bad deeds catch up to you. Good deeds do too. But they will bring you joy, unlike bad deeds do. When people do these bad deeds for other people, they form a platform of bad reputation. My family has pretty much always favored me since I was the youngest child, but other than that, my family would usually play fair. But I've had a few experiences with other people. When I played flag football this year, we lost every single game. I wondered why during the season, but found my short answer. The starting quarterback on our team was good at throwing, running, etc., but only threw to one person. This started to anger the rest of the team, so it made conflict and hard for the team to coordinate in plays. Of course, the only person that was is the kid that he was throwing to. But there was practically only one person to throw to, so that's why we lost. Also, it wasn't because our team was bad, because we almost won against the best team in the league. And if we just had a few more receivers for our team, our future would have changed quite a bit. See how a habit like this could ruin it for the rest of the people on your team, or just people you work with in general. They could not like you anymore, or sometimes quit entirely, just because you tried to be a little selfish. People like this have to pay the price in the end, and regret every second of it, and sometimes their whole life miserable after they realize what they have done. These things are simple to understand. Play fair and be treated fair. This, I believe.
Stuart Star Stories is produced by Stuart and Company, with additional reporting by Room 35 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Ms. Stewart. Our editor is Mrs. K. Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. Stuart Star Stories is a Room 35 production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening, and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.